Exclusive, 100-year plan, AFP Vice President Ashley Hayek discusses importance of looking forward for the America First agenda. By Hannah Knudsen on May 20, 2025. The America First Policy Institute, AFPI, is putting together a 100-year plan to continue the America First agenda. And it is essential to look forward, AFP Vice President Ashley Hayek discussed during a Tuesday policy event with Breitbart News. Hayek explained how now Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins worked aside Linda McMahon and Larry Kudlow in showing a vision for the future after the 2020 election. Many were disheartened, forgetting the America First agenda. Brooke, during her tenure at Domestic Policy Council, was mapping out what a second-term Trump agenda would look like. What would that plan look like, and when that didn't happen? There was too much there to just let it go by the wayside, she said. So Brooke really focused on, okay, how do we take these policies and how do we continue this into the future? And not only just, you know, try to make an impact at the federal government or stop some of the really bad things that were coming out from the previous administration, but how do we carry that into the states? And how do we make sure that we can fight at the state level and at the local level? And so that's what AFP has been doing, she said. In 2022 we launched our America First agenda, which were our 10 policy pillars, and it was our blueprint for how we saved the country. And within that so far today, within the first 100 days of the new administration, over 86% of those policy ideas have been enacted at the federal level, she revealed, noting that last year alone, they had over 700 state policy wins across the country. So the amount of impact that we're able to have this year, just in the first 100 days, in the next 10 years, 100 years, is going to be monumental. She continued, further elaborating on why the America First agenda is so essential by pointing to the incentives for companies to offshore their products. The amount of regulation that we've seen in this country, it's been astronomical. Even I come from a small farm family in Central California. And growing up, my parents, my dad, made more money shipping his produce to Japan than he did keeping it in the United States. She said, providing examples of why the America First agenda is so essential. And so we have to completely rethink the way. Not that we shouldn't have a global economy and do business with other countries. But we need to make it easier for people to run their companies in the United States. Incentivize people to invest in America, she said. We're seeing that right now with the president. We're seeing that, you know, a lot of folks are willing to play ball and bring billions of dollars of investment to jobs back to the United States. Watch the full event below.